Okay, do we have to do something in chorus here? You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so here, I'll just start us off, okay, and then you do the thing. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we're going to make you love this podcast.
Oh, yes, we will. Yes, we will. Friday, guys.
Friday.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, the basement's getting a little stinky down here. A little
dank.
Hose me down, yeah.
All right, this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
And Sam's joining us, or has been joining us all this week. We had hoped to be outside, but the weather didn't cooperate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
At some point, we're going to get back into summer mode.
We will.
On Rockin' the Suburbs and do more recording out on the deck. Yeah. But we're in the basement.
Yeah, there was a subtropical storm, whatever that is.
Yeah.
I'm getting more fed up with the weather by the day, man.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. We can never get a break.
Can I tell you, though, one big outdoor development that took place in my suburban home?
Love to hear this.
Over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is milestone stuff, okay, right? The boy is now mowing the lawn.
What? Wow. That does deserve a round of applause.
That's amazing. Go, Patrick. Congrats.
I've waited 13 years for this day. Right?
Now, is there money involved here?
Well, he gets to live here.
Oh, that's good.
Free rent is always good.
You know, it's good to point that out, I think.
We will continue to feed him.
Yeah. He's got it pretty good.
And buy him basketball shoes.
Yeah. Mow the lawn.
He goes through in about 2 months, he wears out a pair of shoes. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But anyway, so there, you know.
That is a milestone.
I have a lifetime of leisure ahead of me, right?
You're just swinging in the hammock with a lemonade.
Oh, God.
You're
doing
great.
The spot, boy.
Yes. So that was big. All right.
That's huge.
So we're doing one more episode here of listener feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like sort of two stages removed. So let me get to this. So this started with, in March, I took a trip to Detroit and I went to the Motown Museum.
That's right.
And I interviewed one of the big wigs there at the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that interview on as episodes and
great
sort of my reflections on the museum itself. It's great.
Really good.
Go there. If you
yes.
ever get a chance to go to Detroit. Then a listener named Mackenzie Crenshaw, she emailed us about her favorite like Motown, like deep cut.
Yeah.
And it was by Frank Wilson and it's called Do I Love You? Indeed I do. And we played that. We focused on that, mm-hmm. featured that in one of our episodes, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
And then Patrick, I think, made the comment, Mackenzie, if you can come up with a list of, you know, the 10 best, your top 10 Motown songs,
right.
We'd love that. And so she did.
She emailed us. She came through. And, you know, I was just saying that kind of off the top of my head because I think we were also blown away by Do I Love You? Indeed, I Do. I'd never heard it, right? And we didn't know the whole backstory and how valuable. There were just so few copies. So I was really fascinated to see what else she had. And she was so nice. She wrote, hey, guys, I'm currently sitting at the airport with an hour delayed flight. Perfect time to answer the question you posed. Here's her top 10.
There you go.
Excellent.
So I also messaged her on Twitter to see if she might want to call in for this episode and talk a little bit about it. But the whole delayed flight and everything plays into this. She doesn't have good cell reception where she is now because she's in Haiti.
Oh,
that's something.
Yeah, that is something. She's quite intriguing. Yeah.
And as I recall from the last email she sent us, she's like in her early 20s or something like that, right?
Still a student, I
believe.
Which
really impressed us with her knowledge of Motown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, obviously this is like 60s, you know,
right.
music, but she's really into it. Like she really knows her stuff. So when Patrick laid down the challenge, give us your top 10, she responded, and I'm going to count this down from 10 to 1.
Okay.
Right? Don't you think? Is that the way to go?
It's the way to go.
I think that's perfect.
Okay. So number 10, I Hear a Symphony, The Supremes.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic song.
Absolutely.
Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer to your heart.
Number 9, Do I Love Her, Stevie Wonder.
Interesting Stevie Wonder choice.
Yes.
It really is. Not one you would normally say is like, oh, that's one of the, you know, classic Stevie Wonder
songs.
But that's a great song.
But Stevie Wonder, genius, has so many great songs.
it's true. Do I love her? Do I love her? Don't you know I do? Mrs. Jones, won't you put my darling on the phone? Let me tell her I shouldn't have left her, 'cause I love her just as long as bees love honey, banks love money, birdies love to fly.
Number eight, Mercy, Mercy Me, Marvin Gaye. Nobody can argue with that.
Perfect.
Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be you from saying mercy and should stand?
Number seven, Save My Love for a Rainy Day, The Temptations.
That's a really interesting one.
Wow. Another one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That you wouldn't normally think of.
Yep. Number six, Never Can Say Goodbye, Jackson 5.
Great song. Excellent song.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, The Supremes and The Temptations.
That's a great song. I love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My love is strong, you see. I know you'll never get tired of me. Oh, baby.
Sure.
Oh, baby. And now I'm gonna use every trick in the book. I'll try my best to get you hooked. Hey, baby.
Take me, I'm yours.
People who think they know the Supremes would be surprised. Just go like on your streaming service or whatever and do like a Supremes greatest hits sometime,
yeah.
And you're going to be amazed at how many just hit after hit,
yeah.
Big songs, great, really mm-hmm. great songs.
That was
so,
one of the
anyway.
Things too about Motown is that some of the collaborations they did were really, really interesting. You know, they always like were kind of cross-pollinating, and that was kind of the genesis of the studio, as we learned.
Yeah, yeah. Because everybody was like right there hanging out.
Right.
Okay, number four, Stillwater, parentheses, Love, The Four Tops.
Four Tops song that I knew until I saw this list.
Oh, is that right?
Completely honest. Yeah, I had to go back and remind myself what that song was. I didn't really know it.
I mean, it's hard to use this description, I think, for just about any Motown artist, but I kind of think it's true. I think the Four Tops are kind of underrated.
Yeah.
They don't get quite the same kind of love that some of those other mm-hmm. bands get, but they're They were really amazing. And in fact, she has two Four Tops songs in this top four.
That's kind of incredible.
Okay, number three, which honestly, this to me might be number one, but number three, The Tracks of My Tears, The Miracles.
Right, yeah.
Smokey Robinson, one of the great American songwriters.
Right. It's wonderful. I mean, it's nearly a perfect song in every single way. Oh, yeah.
That's a killer. Number two, Bernadette, The Four Tops. There that's a go. Rocker. Mm-hmm. That's good. And then number one was the song that she talked to us about before, Do I Love You? Indeed I Do by Frank Wilson, a hidden gem, right?
Really is.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It started the whole thing.
Kenzie goes on to say, on a side note, the B-side to Do I Love You, Indeed I Do is also great. It's called Sweeter as the Days Go By, and instrumentation-wise is totally different than Do I Love You. Pretty stripped back, but with a strong beat and with Wilson's same delivery. I think his voice and style is a great deviation from the traditional Motown sound, and I wish we had more of him. Thanks again for the shout-out. Kenzie Crenshaw. Now, my follow-up question to Mackenzie here is, how difficult was this to make 10, to pick 10 songs? Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like, you know, she's talking about being on an hour delay and like maybe she dashed this off as if she had probably given this thought before, right? But I think to a lot of people, especially something as big and broad as Motown, it's hard to get down to 10.
Not easy.
Yeah. Okay, so I mentioned that Mackenzie is a you know, fairly young listener who was into some classic music here. And then we have somebody like that right here at the table, right?
It's amazing. And I know, Sam, the first time you were on the podcast, we got into Motown a little bit.
Yes.
Right.
You were talking about that, and you have an affinity for that music for a couple of reasons, right? Remind people why that music is important to you.
It was the first music I listened to growing up.
Yeah.
They came out with these compilation albums in the 90s. I think it's like the Motown Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3.
Yeah.
And they were in these multicolored CD cases. I think one was green, one was red, and one was blue. I don't remember what order they went in. But we had all three, and we would listen to those all the time before school, before baseball practice, before soccer practice. It was all the time.
Nice.
And it just became addicting, and it just became a part of me. And I really liked it.
So we put Sam on the spot.
Where we did.
Yes, the same thing.
Yes, yeah. You did. And Mackenzie, I don't know how difficult it was for you to make this top 10 list, but it was not easy for me.
Okay.
This was not an easy thing to make. So I tried to go back to songs that I liked growing up and then tried to disperse it into the different eras. So 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Oh, okay.
Trying to like broaden it a little bit. I'm like, all right, what were some good ones from that period and that other period? Obviously, I personally don't think this top 10 list does Motown justice. I think this is a good starting point if you want to listen to more Motown from here. So just like we did with Mackenzie's list, I'll go from number 10 back on up.
Yeah, great.
So number 10, I put Somebody's Watching Me. And I only put this because the backstory is just hysterical. So Rockwell is Berry Gordy's son. Berry Gordy is the founder of Motown.
Yeah.
And the backstory behind this was he had developed this song. And he had apparently grown up, he was friends with Michael Jackson growing up. And this was before, around the time of Thriller, I think, when the song came out.
Yes.
And he said to him, he kind of forced him into it from what I've read. He's like, oh, you should come and listen to what I've been working on. You'll really like it. And then kind of pulled him in. And then I think Michael Jackson actually sang the chorus for him only because he was friends with him and wanted to help him. And I honestly think that song only became popular because it had Michael Jackson on the chorus. But it was also interesting because it was Rockwell, not Rockwell featuring Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It was just Rockwell. But people were just new just by listening. And it also has a very, I think it has a pretty addicting beat.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price.
Then number 9, so while we're on the topic, I Want to Be Where You Are. I didn't put any Jackson 5 on this list.
Oh.
I put this song because I think after Michael Jackson died, they released a remix suite, and on that was I Want to Be Where You Are. It was it had been remixed, but I thought the first time I had heard that, it was a track that really showcased his vocals because he goes all over the place in that song. This is young Michael Jackson.
Right.
He goes all over the place. He gets kind of low. And then towards the end, he just belts it out. And it's really, really high. It's fantastic. It's so full of soul. It's unbelievable. And then number 8, I put War by Edwin Starr.
Tears, 10,000 of mother's eyes.
And this was released around the time when protest songs were really coming into the Motown catalog. So in addition to War, you had one by the Isley Brothers called It's Your Thing. That was more against Berry Gordy, actually. They had some contractual disputes going on. And then there was another one that had come out that Stevie Wonder made against Richard Nixon called You Haven't Done Nothing. And that actually featured the Jackson 5 on the chorus in the background. And,
that's a great song, too.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And then another one I put was I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I thought this was good because I wrote this was the first collaboration I had ever listened to. Originally, I had only stuck to just hearing the artist, but this was the first time I had heard multiple come together and sing.
Uh-huh.
And then number six, I put I Wish It Would Rain. The song
I love that song.
The song
so much.
Is it's very sad. It's very sad listening to it.
It's
but,
crushing.
Hells yeah.
But the I just like that word crushing.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. I gotta cry, 'cause crying eases the pain, oh yeah. Deep with this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain.
But the end of the song, it reminds me of, because I remember a long time ago when I was listening to it, I think my dad nicknamed it the horse song or something. I don't know. I could be totally botching this story. But the end of the song, it's like da-da-dun, da-da-dun. It kind of sounds like a horse galloping at the end.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know, I just kind of visualize that at the end of the song.
Yeah.
Just I don't know why. It's ridiculous. It's one of those.
Yeah, I Wish It Would Rain, The Temptations is not a song that many people know today, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's an amazing
piece
of work.
It has one of the greatest integrations of an actual thunderstorm I think you'll ever hear in pop mm-hmm. music, right? Because the way it just comes down right when they put it, it's so perfect in the song.
It's excellent for the time
it's
period.
It's haunting. You'll never forget it. If you've never heard it, never forget it.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And then for number four, I put You Keep Me Hanging On, also by the Supremes.
Ah.
And I wrote, for some reason I wrote in my notes, it's inspirational. I don't know why I put that. And I also wrote Perfect Sync. I think it's because there's so many of them. There isn't a lot of reverb when they all sing together.
Yeah.
It's all actually pretty spot on. And it doesn't feel like they're trying to crowd each other. It feels pretty equal with how they're all singing. Mm. Because we all know how big of a star Diana Ross was at
right,
the time.
Right, absolutely.
And then number three, I put Stop in the Name of Love, also by the Supremes. And there's a very interesting backstory behind this. So a while ago, I had tweeted out something about going on stage with Mary Wilson. Mary Wilson is one of the co-founders of the Supremes.
Yeah.
There's a small town in Ohio. Jim, you mentioned you're from Ohio. There's a small town up there called Lakeside. And it's a Chautauqua. It's right near Sandusky, Ohio.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. Cedar Point. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a moment, I think, in 2006 or 2007, around that time, when Mary Wilson was coming to the Hoover Auditorium to perform, which is in that town. And I had known who the Supremes were at that time, so I knew who Mary Wilson was. And that was, I think, one of the only times we went to a concert early to get to the front. And then at the end of the show, she invited up all the kids to come and perform Stop in the Name of Love. And I knew all the lyrics and the gestures that they do and everything. So I went up there. She gave my brother a high five. Then it was seriously the most unbelievable experience. I did not expect that to happen, but it happened so long ago. It was just insane.
You were on stage with a member of the Supremes, yeah, in Ohio.
It was surreal.
That's very surreal.
The most unlikely place for that to happen.
Trying to process this.
This never happened to me in Ohio.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. And then number two, I had mentioned this, I think, in the first time I spoke with you all in October.
Yep.
Shotgun by Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
That's what we played. Yep.
Addicting Chorus, mm-hmm. Saxophone. If I ever told the backstory about when I first heard this song, as a kid growing up, you sort of try to understand phonetically what people are saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't all
right.
quite make sense to you at a young age. So they say shotgun and then they say shoot him before he runs down. But I would say shoot a pulley run down. That, and so that's what I called yeah. the song for the longest period of time.
Shoot a pulley run down.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. my parents never broke it to me for years. For years, until I finally got older and realized, oh.
It's really hard to understand what he's
yeah.
saying there.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I knew for a long time.
A lot
either.
Of word jumble. Yeah.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I was just like, I was making stuff up as I was listening to it.
That's awesome.
And yeah, that's my top 10.
This is an amazing top 10.
Yeah.
How long did that take you?
An hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, are you one of those people that'll make a giant list and start whittling down?
Well, lucky for me, Motown came out with this gigantic collection of all of their hits.
Yeah.
And I just went through and I would kind of listen to a little bit of each one and I go, all right, maybe not that one, maybe not that one. Then I go, all right, maybe that one. And then I would add that. And I ended up adding, I think, 15. And then
okay.
I went back and I took out 5 and then just brought it down to 10.
Got it.
Excellent list.
Yeah.
Thank
great
you.
Great list. And I love it. And we had one in common, right? The one that was in common was I'm Gonna Make You Love Me by
yep.
the Supremes. That
absolutely.
Was on both lists. That's
it's
so interesting.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Honestly, you cannot go wrong with that song.
That's really cool.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Synergy.
You can't. I want to go listen to these songs right now.
Yeah, I know. It really makes you. And we created playlist for these, right? That will embed on
oh,
the
yeah.
Rockin'
yes.
Suburbs
talk
page.
About that because you're mm-hmm. the webmaster.
I will. I will. I will grab Mackenzie's songs and I have mine already in a playlist, but I'll
perfect.
Throw Mackenzie's also into her own and I'll make sure it's up on there. Oh, it's beautiful. You've already done it.
I made the list. But
Jim, you are ahead of the game, my friend.
Yeah. You have to embed it.
I will. I can do that.
So people can go to suburbspod.com, find the article for this episode, mm-hmm. and then the playlists will be there, right?
Yes. Yep. They will
be
there.
Each of the top 10s.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if you have Spotify yourself, you can just follow that playlist and
that's right.
put it right into your own stream.
Absolutely.
That's right. Yes. So look for one called Mackenzie Motown. And uh-huh. Do you know what yours is called?
I called my Motown Top 10s, but I'll change that name. It'll be changed.
But
by the time.
They look for Sam Lisker on Motown Spotify, Sam. They'll find you, right?
Absolutely.
You can find the playlist. Mm-hmm. Okay. And speaking of which, I need to apologize. One thing, I should be more aware of this.
Okay.
So my daughter's name is Mackenzie.
It is.
People misspell her name all the time because it's one of those names that can be spelled multiple ways, right?
Right.
The way my daughter's name is spelled is not the same as this Mackenzie Crenshaw.
Yeah, it's a different spelling.
When I wrote up the article or the summary for the episode where we had her previous feedback on, I misspelled her name.
Yeah, there's just the way she spells it. It's a little different.
Yeah, I think I had a Z in there somewhere or something, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a Q. I don't know. But
PH.
Yeah. But, it always bothers me when people do that. My daughter, and so then I go ahead and do it to somebody else.
You
so my apologies.
Yeah.
My apologies, I should say. Okay. All right. Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. It's been a fun
enjoy
week.
Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah.
All right. So if anybody wants to give us their top tens on Motown or any other subject we've ever discussed or will discuss in the future, we'll take that. You can email us rock@suburbspod.com or you can call the Suburban Party line. Maybe we should hear the jingle.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party line.
There you go. The jingle.
Yeah, I love the jingle.
Yeah, I like love
the
jingle. It. Right. Never gets old.
Yeah.
And it's number one with a bullet.
That's
and
right.
You can call the number 612-440-1984. We'd love it if you make it like a top 10 list on the phone. Then we can
that would be so awesome.
Through the powers of editing, people who have called in before and didn't realize this until the final product came out, we're always quite impressed that we can put the clips of music in between their sentences and people
good.
Like that. So we would love that. You know, just do a whole number 10.
Right. Yeah. These are the top 10 shows Rock and Suburbs is going to do in the future.
So there you go.
I would love that.
Yeah. And then I think Echo Park Jimmy at some point is on the hook for doing like a top 100. Remember that thing?
Right. Yeah, you're going to need your sleeping bags, people. That's going to be a long one.
Yeah. And then also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at SuburbsPod. Visit SuburbsPod.com.
Please.
Find the show on all the big podcast platforms. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. We really need that, people.
We do.
We're not getting enough ratings and reviews.
Come on.
And one thing I want to say about that, we'll get better at maybe this will help. We don't read the reviews that people leave on the show because
right,
I kind of feel that's, do you think? I feel it's kind of self-indulgent. Mm. Like people just saying good things about us. We want to read things where people are talking about music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we don't really do that. But what we probably do is maybe give at least people shout outs for doing a
rating. I think
rating.
That's a good
We should
idea.
Mention their name or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So,
put them on a plaque somewhere.
I'll try to find my, Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Yeah. The Wall of Fame.
The Wall of Fame. It'd be great. You know, it's like if you eat the 72-ounce steak, you get your name on a plaque.
I'm liking this. I'm liking this idea.
Yeah.
You get your name on, get your name on the plaque, and then we'll tweet that out, right?
That's
people can see that.
That would be great.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Is that it? Can we get out of here now?
I think it's been an amazing week. Thank you, Sam, so much.
Thanks,
Sarah.
Hey, thanks
back
for inviting me. This has been terrific.
Everything you do and all the hard work you put in for Rocking the Suburbs. We would not be where we are today
and
without
you get,
Sam.
And you get paid in cassettes.
That's I do. Right. Cassettes right. and records. It's incredible.
And Sam and I, Jim, when he's home this summer, we're going to go get tachos at Space Bar. Because we were at Space Bar and we forgot to get tachos.
What
that
is that?
Dumb.
It's the greatest thing in the whole wide world from what I've heard.
Just nacho stuff on top of tater tots. Yeah.
All right. That sounds amazing.
Cheese, jalapenos.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah. On tater tots.
All right.
We'll get that.
Oh, but Sam is going to be in Northern Virginia all summer at this internship.
All summer.
That's right.
So he has an open invitation anytime we're recording.
That's right.
Come on over.
Drop by.
That's
right. Post the schedule.
Hang out. Yep. All right. That's it. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
I'm gonna get you, look how cold I'm gonna
Top 10 stupidest things Patrick said on the podcast. Can't narrow it down to 10. I got to make it 50.
That's a tough one. That's a tough challenge. That's a challenge.